We'd have lunch together, prepared by his housekeeper, Mrs. Nakano, or left by his friend Jiro, who lived in the interconnecting apartment. An omelette and salad, and toasted bread from one of the excellent French bakeries in the department stores in the Ginza. A glass of cold white wine, Sancerre or Puy Fumé, a peach, some cheese, and then very good coffee. Black coffee. Iggy was 84 and slightly stooped. He was always impeccably dressed, handsome in his herringbone jackets with a handkerchief in the pocket, his pale shirts, and a cravat. He had a small white moustache. After our lunch, he'd open the sliding doors of the long vitrine that took up most of one wall of the sitting room, and we'd get out the Netsuke one by one. The hare with amber eyes. The young boy with the samurai sword and helmet. A tiger, all shoulder and feet, turning round to snarl. He would pass me one, and we'd look at it together, and then I'd put it carefully back amongst the dozens of animals and figures on the glass shelves. I'd fill the little cups of water kept in the case to make sure the ivories didn't split in the dry air. "Did I tell you," he would say, "how much we loved these as children? How they were given to my mother and father by a cousin in Paris? And did I tell you the story of Anna's pocket?" Conversations could take strange turns. One moment he would be describing how their cook in Vienna would make their father Kaiserschmarrn for his birthday breakfast, layers of pancakes and icing sugar, how it would be brought in with a great flourish by the butler Josef into the dining room and cut with a long knife, and how Papa would always say that the Emperor couldn't hope for a better start to his own birthday. And the next moment he would be talking about Lily's second marriage. Who was Lily? Thank God, I'd think, that even if I didn't know about Lily, I knew enough to know where some of the stories were set. Bad Ischl, Kirvichesh, Vienna. I'd think, as the construction lights on the cranes came on at dusk, stretching deeper and deeper into Tokyo Bay, that I was becoming a sort of amanuensis, and that I should probably record what he said about Vienna before the First World War, sit at his elbow with a notebook. I never did. It seemed formal and inappropriate. It also seemed greedy. "That's a good, rich story. I'll have that."